This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A big day at the APEC summit in the United States city of San Francisco. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping making their pitches to Pacific nations. Here's VOA's Anita Powell.
And pitch they did, with summit host President Joe Biden on Thursday touting his nation's brisk economic growth to CEOs. A not-so-subtle jab at China's sluggish growth. And the results when governments partner with the U.S.
For decades, America's enduring commitment to the region has been a springboard that's enabled growth.
Chinese President Xi Jinping reminded each delegation he met with of China's status as a major trading partner, assuring them he has no desire to fight a war and soothing investors' concerns amid Beijing's tightening security rules and growing military ambitions.
China has no intention to challenge or replace the U.S. Instead, we are glad to see it confident.
Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
Food aid for more than 500,000 refugees who have fled from Sudan to Chad will run out next month without extra funding.
We really need an urgent funding for this crisis. It's urgent because we need time to purchase the food, to bring the food on the site, to bring the food at the border, and to make sure the people would get at least a meal a day, at least a meal a day.
Pierre Honorat with the UN's World Food Program says it takes $25 million to do that. Thousands of Australian students protesting for climate action in Sydney.
You know, the Labor government is just all about fossil fuels. They've approved four new coal projects in this term alone. And it's time to shift the power away from fossil fuels, or else we're going to be seeing more and more bushfires, more and more heat waves.
16-year-old Joey Thomas. This is VOA News. Poor air quality has prompted India's capital, New Delhi, to issue a ban on construction. Here's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino, who says it's in the hope of keeping down the dust and reducing vehicle exhaust.
The ban on construction has compounded the misery for thousands of workers. We have to keep doing something to feed ourselves and our children, said this man. Part of the issue is wind gusts, carrying smoke over the city from farm fires and nearby fields, said a meteorological department official. The Supreme Court ordered a ban on crop residue burning, but local media reports said farmers are defying the order. These are anti-smog guns being deployed in an attempt to settle dust by sprinkling water across the city.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino, who says cold air traps the emissions close to the ground. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron continued his visit to Ukraine on Thursday. It's his first trip abroad since joining the government as foreign minister on Monday. More now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Cameron, a former prime minister who returned to government in a surprise appointment Monday, said when he arrived in Kyiv Wednesday, he wanted to make the trip to Ukraine his first overseas visit as foreign secretary. On his visit to Odessa, which has become a regular target of Russian missile strikes, Cameron inspected Navy ships with his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmitry Kuleba, and praised Ukraine's recent naval efforts.
And I'm also pleased to be standing on the shore of the Black Sea, where the Ukrainian Navy has had immense success in beating back the Russian Navy and taking far greater control of this vital maritime corridor.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israeli soldiers found a tunnel shaft used by Hamas militants at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, according to the Israeli army, while the UN voiced concern that no aid would be delivered to Palestinians on Friday via the Rafah crossing with Egypt. The army released a video it said showed a tunnel entrance in an outdoor area of Al-Shifa, which is Gaza's biggest hospital. The video, which Reuters could not immediately verify, showed a deep hole in the ground, littered with and surrounded by concrete and wood rubble and sand. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. You can get more information from VOA several different ways. Our website, voanews.com, all of our social media platforms, and if you download our apps, you can listen to VOA radio on your smartphone.